We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
No sports, no rock, no information for mindless chatter. We're your station.
Stand by for news.
News on the mark.
Newsroom in New York.
You have tuned in Turn on the News, the weekly newscast from the radio network, with all the radio coverage of the radio. Now with computerized news readers, with fewer meddling humans, and more aggregated reporting and automated music. Tune in Turn on the News each week for the latest news, radio art, and more from our robot reporters, making sure you hear both sides, good and evil, every time you turn on the news.
Then I'll just, there's good news.
These are dangerous times.
Inning
incurable brain virus that's infected our country's entire leadership class.
It started in the universities. Now it's infected our corporations.
This infects every major sector of society.
Dad?
Laws. They are suffering from an incurable brain disease called wokeness.
The woke mind virus has infected a lot of institutions.
The woke mind virus will go down as more dangerous than the Wuhan lab virus leak.
We're saying it's a virus, some kind of parasite.
They've all been infected by the woke virus that has emasculated their brain.
You're saying it's mostly people in the city.
Tons of woke white people have all coalesced in those cities, and they have destroyed them.
We should get moving.
This woke sickness is already spread throughout our society.
M&M's going woke.
Minnie Mouse is going woke.
Mr. Potato Head is going gender neutral.
American Girl dolls are going woke.
My Little Pony going woke.
Xbox has also announced they're going woke too.
Pizza Hut going woke.
CVS goes woke.
Microsoft Word is going woke.
The military may be going woke again.
It is everywhere you look. I don't think I've seen anything spread so fast in my life.
It's everywhere. There's nowhere to go.
United Airlines wants to get a little bit more woke.
Race and gender are irrelevant to who flies your airplane. Once you forget that, airplanes tend to crash.
That's what the woke mob is trying to do. Silence opposition.
Silence our speech.
They bully the population into silence.
I'm Desi Leidick, and I'm here at Fox News headquarters, where some of the most brilliant conservative minds are coming up with new things for your peapod to get angry about. Some Fox News stories are a little out there, so I'm here to ask people if this is a real Fox News story or just some bullshit made up. Woke M&Ms.
Woke M&Ms?
Real or fake? Fox News story.
So how could they spin that into a story? I think no. Right, but they're clever, so.
But I give them that? See, I don't think they are.
Okay.
All right. No, fake.
No, I think it's a fake story.
Fake story. It is a real story.
M&Ms going woke.
It's an obese M&M who hectors you about diversity.
CIA gay pride.
That's gotta be made up.
It is true. CIA gay pride is something that Tucker Carlson has talked about.
CIA is a proud LGBTQ+, a term of course no one ever defines, ally. The next drone will have a rainbow on it.
Female Count Chocula.
Say that again?
Female Count Chocula. Is that a real Fox News story or just some shit made up?
Sounds like a made up thing.
Right. What about laptop pronouns?
Laptop pronouns?
Everything sounds weird, but...
Yeah, everything sounds ridiculous. Yeah. Laptop pronouns.
Fox News issue.
You think that is a Fox News issue? It is actually shockingly not a Fox News issue, but it sounds like it would be.
It does, yeah.
Gender-neutral potato head.
I vaguely remember that. I think that's real.
You're right. Yeah. That is a real story.
Hasbro losing the Mr. from Mr. Potato Head.
All right, lesbian Velma.
That has to be a Fox News issue. They've had to talk about
you
it.
You think it is?
Yeah.
You are correct.
Velma is officially a lesbian.
What makes Velma a lesbian, do you think? Is it because she saw Shaggy naked once? Is this a real or a fake Fox News story? Over half the U.S. states have implemented reproductive restrictions on women since Roe was overturned. That's a trick question. It is a real story that would never be covered on Fox News. Jill Biden gas stove.
They love talking about Biden's and their issues. So I'm going to say that is a Fox News issue.
That is a Fox News issue.
A photo of Jill Biden is using a gas stove. That surfaced online.
Woke Xbox. Uh-huh. Do you think that's a real Fox News story or a fake one?
I think it's fake. I don't know.
It's real.
It's real.
It's real.
Xbox has also announced they're going woke too, and you know, because of climate change.
Pregnant Joker.
No way.
No, it's too absurd.
No, nothing's too absurd. Nothing's too absurd. I just haven't heard of it.
You just haven't heard of it.
Right.
It is a real story on Fox News.
In a DC comic released last week, the Joker becomes pregnant.
Pay attention to what they're trying to project onto children in this day and age.
Okay, next one. Cat maternity leave.
Cat maternity leave? I don't think that's real, but I really want that to be real.
You heard it here, Fox News. Cat maternity leave should be a real story.
Top story, the police killing of Tyree Nichols has the nation wondering how best to tinker with the big violent gang we overpay to terrorize us. President Biden, or very possibly ChatGPT, issued this statement. Real and lasting change will only come if we take action to prevent tragedies like this from ever happening again. That is why I called on Congress to send the George Floyd Justice in Policing Act to my desk. President Biden, of course, faces strong opposition from the most powerful person on earth, Joe Biden, like a minute ago.
The answer is not to defund the police. It's to fund the police.
The answer is not to defund the police. The answer is to fund the police.
And the answer is not defund the police. It's fund the police.
Perhaps Biden is hoping that if we give police enough cash, they won't commit violence because it will be too much to wade through. Joining me now is Democratic strategist kicked out of Big Sisters of America for making her kid knock on doors for Tom Steyer, Lydia Parker.
Good evening.
Chief Washington Bureau Chief who frequently helplessly watches someone steal his food delivery, Jonathan Keane.
Hello.
Chief Field Correspondent who approaches the supermarket manager immediately upon entering to report that he is lost, James Smartwood Jr.
Hey, Dad.
Plus CBS News Senior White House Correspondent and Tuning Out Contributor, Weijia Jiang. Thank you so much for joining us, Weijia.
Great to be with you guys.
Absolutely. Now, coming to you first, the Congressional Black Caucus has invited Tyree Nichols' parents to the State of the Union and is urging Biden to discuss the incident in the State of the Union address when he's not declaring the COVID pandemic over inside the petri dish for the next strain. What is President Biden's path forward here?
The White House says that the president has already, you know, done what he can through executive action, and it really puts the burden on lawmakers to do more. So I think we should expect President Biden to talk about this during his second State of the Union, which will unfold next week. And as you mentioned, Tyree Nichols' family will be there. So it's really difficult to imagine that he won't talk about it and say, you know, something to honor their son.
The silver lining to this tragedy is we had no violent riots. Yeah, I'd hate to think of a bank window not making it home to its family.
We all saw the Paul Pelosi video. We need cops to do what they do best, mosey up to the door and say, hey, what's going on here?
I don't understand why our culture has such a soft spot for cops. Anyways, new show coming to CBS. Check it out.
Tonight on Hero Justice Squad Justice Unit, Detective Jason Storm faces his toughest case yet. 9 p.m. only on CBS.
Oh, hell yeah.
That sounds so good.
Now, looming large over this debate with their hands on their holsters is the massive influence of police unions. According to Open Secrets, police unions and associations have spent over $48 million on state lobbying and contributed almost $71 million to state-level candidates and committees in the last decade alone. That figure seems high until you factor in the retirement savings from cops willfully dying of COVID. Weijia, with a police union this strong, can we expect an historically major victory like mandating a less menacing shade of tank paint?
Well, you're absolutely right. And, you know, politicians, elected officials are really nervous sometimes about appearing soft on crime, about giving their opponents an opening if they do support police reform to say that candidate, that lawmaker doesn't care about fighting crime.
Hey, the police union also does good things, like provide health coverage when a cop breaks his hand trying to punch through an innocent motorist's sternum.
It does raise the question whether this nation needs to seriously reevaluate its reverence for cops. I mean, is the police state just reinforcing our racial caste system here?
Tonight, on an all-new Hero Justice Squad Justice Unit, Detective Jason Storm is back. Okay. And he's investigating four pervert cartoon news anchors who criticize police unions because they hate America. 9 p.m. only on CBS.
Awesome.
Did that promo just attack us directly?
It didn't. It's just a normal promo for a show about how cops are heroes and cartoon news anchors should be team players and move on. 9 p.m. only on CBS.
Storm's gonna wreck some fools.
Okay, moving on here. Donald Trump has finally breached the thin membrane of crab butter covering every entrance to Mar-a-Lago and hit the campaign trail, delivering speeches in New Hampshire and South Carolina. Meanwhile, the news media and Republicans continue to predict Trump's demise, a conclusion appearing to rely exclusively on other news media and Republicans predicting Trump's demise.
There's such exhaustion with him. I don't think Donald Trump can win a national election.
He'll lose again.
Someone who can't move votes.
He can't win a general election.
He actually looks pretty tired.
He's fading fast.
Yes, CNN, nothing says fading like six current results for the word Trump alone on the front page of CNN.com.
Trump is political poison, and Republican voters won't eat poison, except for the thousands who swallowed horse dewormer because Trump told them to.
Well, with Trump's return to the campaign trail, it's now time to condemn him in the hot tub we bought with profits from the obscene ratings he delivered us in our new segment, Trump is Bad. Oh, buddy, Trump is bad. He's bad for the country, you know? This thing is the perfect temperature. Mm-hmm.
Ooh,
it's perfect.
Yes, he's a stain on the country, and ooh, wow, I just felt that foot jet. That is nice.
Yep, oh, yeah. Trump, bad. Man, there is nothing better than sitting in a jacuzzi with your new purebred designer hunting falcon. Isn't that right, Duke?
Duke is a squirrel.
Well, perhaps the falcon dealer ripped me off big time. Either way, there is no deeper relationship than that between a man and his falcon. Mm-hmm. Duke has transformed me, my sense of the environment, my instincts.
Truly, what are you talking about?
I'm in a hot tub, too.
No, you're not, Junior. That's clearly the capital behind you.
What are you guys talking about?
Trump.
So you're not criticizing police, right?
No. Yes, of course not.
All righty. No. See you guys later.
Hey, we can still see you on the screen.
What?
We can still see you on the screen.
I'm slow. These bones ain't what they used to be.
Bones? What are you talking about?
Look, just do not say anything bad about the police, okay?
Jeez, yeah, it's fine.
Oh, and did I tell you to watch Hero Justice or whatever it's called?
You absolutely did.
It's on CBS at 9
p.m. Yeah, the one with Storm.
Detective Storm is on the case, and he's...
All right, and that is Trump is Bad.
For 2 days, the nation was paralyzed by an existential crisis the likes of which this country has never seen, a crisis so dire it threatened our institutions, our political system, our very way of life, a waking nightmare that has left us frightened and confused, a watershed moment that has changed America forever. There was a balloon. You've heard about the Chinese spy balloon. It flew across the continental U.S. It monopolized the media's attention for days. The balloon was all anybody could talk about after it was spotted in the sky on Thursday and made quite a trip across U.S. airspace.
The balloon has traveled for days from western Alaska to the Midwest.
It traveled thousands of miles across the United States.
It started in Alaska, the Aleutian Islands, Alaska, and then came down through Canada. And it just crossed into the United States in Montana.
It was spotted here in Billings Wednesday and is still on the move this morning, hovering over the northern U.S.
The balloon is likely somewhere over Kansas after sightings over Montana yesterday.
It drifted across Nebraska and then into the Midwest today, spotted as it made its way across Missouri.
From Idaho to Montana, all the way down to the Carolinas.
It was about 6 nautical miles off the coast near Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
First of all, we should stop calling it a Chinese spy balloon when a far more accurate name is Chinese spy balloon. There's something about it being a balloon that just makes it very hard to take seriously. Like, it would be one thing to send a fleet of fighter jets or a giant naval vessel. That would be scary. But a balloon? Are they trying to scare us or cheer us up at the hospital? We should respond with something even dumber to flummox them. Like, we should send one of those air dancers they have outside car dealerships. No, but undercover with a wig and a mustache. So the balloon thing was all anyone could talk about for days, but it was an especially big hit on Fox News, whose human news balloons could not stop obsessing over it.
There is a Chinese spy balloon floating over America right now.
A high-altitude Chinese spy balloon.
There is, by the way, a Chinese spy balloon.
A Chinese spy balloon.
A Chinese spy balloon.
A Chinese spy balloon.
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 An entire network became obsessed with a balloon like a five-year-old at a birthday party. The speculation on the right got so fevered and out of control that Republicans and Fox personalities started taking wild guesses about what might be inside the balloon.
My concern is that the federal government obviously doesn't know what's in that balloon. Is that bioweapons in that balloon? Did that balloon take off from Wuhan?
The next balloon might be filled with another virus. Pop, droplets all over, we're all on ventilators again.
There's a lot of devastating weapons that could be delivered this way, to include an electromagnetic pulse, EMP.
Did it drop and disperse surveillance products powered by solar energy to allow unlimited surveillance?
Probably not. Was it filled with a virus, a bioweapon, an electromagnetic pulse? Did it drop solar-powered surveillance products at everyone's house so they could spy on you while you drink boxed wine and watch Real Housewives? Or maybe it's filled with delicious candy, piñata style. And if that's the case, why isn't Biden shooting it down? Is he waiting for it to drift over Delaware so he can keep all the candy for himself? We deserve answers, and we deserve delicious candy. And yet the dumbest speculation was the incessant questioning over and over of why Biden wouldn't just shoot down the balloon while it drifted over the continental U.S.
Why haven't we shot this balloon out of the sky? Oh, Joe Biden is the president.
Why did it take U.S. officials so long to shoot it down?
You have to wonder, why isn't our military doing anything about it? And it elicits so many questions, I think, about Joe Biden. Is Joe Biden compromised? Is that why he won't allow the military to do it? There's a lot in that laptop that might have something to do with this response as well.
That's right. They think Biden waited to shoot down the balloon, not because the debris might crash on land and potentially cause harm or destruction to Americans, but because of Hunter Biden's laptop. In their minds, what do they think was going on here? Biden's son Hunter was somehow compromised by China. So in return, Joe Biden made a secret deal with the Chinese government to allow them to fly a giant, super visible balloon over the country for a few days before shooting it down. If that's the case, I think it's actually a terrible story for China, because that is a very bad deal. We've informed President Biden of the dirt we have on his son. He was willing to make a trade. Excellent news. What did we get? Copies of top secret documents? Access to their nuclear secrets? No, something even better. We got balloon access. 3 days worth. All right, I think we need a new negotiator. Also, you guys think Biden's the one who's compromised by China? Trump and his daughter Ivanka had Chinese trademarks approved while they were working in the White House. Trump had a business pursuit and a secret bank account in China. In fact, Trump paid nearly $200,000 in taxes to China over several years, while in 2020 he paid no income taxes in the U.S. And I know the right is upset about the idea that we would hire more IRS agents, but it does seem to say a lot about our tax system, that Donald Trump could easily evade taxes here, but still had to pay them in China. Sir, we have to file our taxes with the U.S. Tell him I owe him zilch. They won't do It's just one guy and he's so tired. And what about China? Oh, send them every penny. I would hate to lose access to my TikTok account. I finally learned all the dances. In fact, just to give you an idea how stupid the right-wing discourse about this balloon has been, multiple GOP politicians, from former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to Congressman Paul Gosar to failed Arizona gubernatorial candidate Carrie Lake to Ohio Senator J.D. Vance, posted photos of themselves pointing guns at the sky, implying that they could shoot down the balloon themselves. My favorite one of these is Yale-educated Silicon Valley venture capitalist J.D. Vance cosplaying as one of the dudes from Duck Dynasty. No one's buying your shtick, dude. Look at the freshly purchased Bengals hoodie. You just know the tag is still on that. You look like a Hollywood wannabe auditioning for a remake of Deliverance. And then, of course, there were a bunch of Republicans who claimed that the dumb balloon saga would never have happened under Donald Trump, with some even going so far as to claim that if it did happen, Trump would have shot down the balloon immediately. Norm Bober tweeted, that balloon would never have made it over U.S. soil if Trump was president. And Marjorie Taylor Greene tweeted, I just spoke with our great America First President Trump. He would have never allowed China to fly a spy balloon over our country and our military bases and assets. President Trump would have shot it down before it entered the U.S., and so would I. Based on the kind words Trump always had to say about foreign adversaries, I think if a Chinese spy balloon had flown over U.S. soil during his presidency, Trump would have tried to befriend it. He'd be telling stories about it at his rallies to this day. When I was president, I got along great with all the floating vessels, zeppelins, airships, dirigibles. I love the dirigibles. The dirigibles love Trump. And of course, the balloon. We love the balloon, don't we, folks? I remember I was in the Oval Office one day when a Chinese spy balloon, it floated down, floated through the window. Big balloon, strong balloon. Tears pouring down its latex face, and it said to me, and I said, it's so true. You know what? They're right. This would have never, ever, ever, ever happened under Donald Trump.
U.S. officials tell Fox it's not the first time Chinese spy balloons have flown over the United States. About 4 months ago, a Chinese spy balloon crashed in the Pacific near Hawaii. others were spotted over Texas and Florida, dating back to the Trump administration, but never previously acknowledged publicly.
That's right. They flew balloons under Trump. The incredibly dumb balloon melodrama has exposed just how vacuous and silly so much of the right-wing media discourse is these days. They all lost their minds over a balloon demanding that it be shot down immediately without any thought of potential consequences and implying there was some dark conspiracy at play. And then, once Biden did have it shot down, he contradicted their talking points and burst their
balloon.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.